Lord, peace and love of all, and please take care of us. Here, what did I do? What did I do? It's all first, and then the Bible. Now, this sounds a little different. Something's wrong here. It was a stylish congregation, until they'd been around. And they had to be this pipe organ of any church in town. But over in the even corner of that church sat Brother Ira. And he insisted every Sunday on singing in the choir. Voice was cracked and broken with age. I touched his vocal cords. Nearly every Sunday, he'd get behind and miss the words. Well, at last a storm cloud burst and the church was told in fine. The Brother Ira stopped his singing, but the choir was gonna resign. So the pastor appointed a committee, I think it was three or four. They got in their refined cars and drove to Ira's front door. They found the choir's great trouble sitting in an old armchair. And the summer's golden beans lay upon his snow white hair. Said, York, we hear, dear brother, with the best reprobations. To discuss a little matter that affects the entire congregation. Now, as it was understanding when we bargained for the chair, that they were to relieve us, that they do the singing for us. We don't want no singing except for what we bought. Newest tunes are all the rage. The old ones stand for naught. So we decided, are you listening, Brother Ira? You have to stop your singing. It's messing up our choir. The old man raised his head, a sign that he did hear. And on his cheek, the freeman taught the glitter of a tear. Feeble hands pushed back the locks as white as silky snow. And he answered the committee in a voice both soft and low. I sung the songs of David nearly 80 years, he said. They've been my staff and comfort all on life's dreary way. Sorry if I disturbed the choir. Yes, I'm doing what wrong. But when my heart is filled with praise, can't hold back a song. I wonder if beyond the tide that's breaking at my feet, in the far off heavenly temple, where my master I shall meet. Yes, I wonder if they try to sing songs of God up higher. Wonder if they tip me up for singing Heaven's choir. A silence filled the little room. The old man bowed his head. The committee went back to town. The Brother Ira was dead. Old choir missed him for a while, but he was soon forgot. A few church goers watched the door, but the old man entered not. Far away his voice is sweet, his voice is sweet, and he sings his heart's desire. Where there are no church committees and no fashionable choirs. Yeah. I'm going to do the prayer now too. Lord Jesus, love us all, and please take care of us. Okay, now we're going to do first the New King James Version. The different King James Version of verse James chapter 16. Lord Jesus, love the phone, please take care of us. In the third year of Asa, king of Judea, Bathsheba, the son of Rahab, became king over all of Israel and Judea, and redeemed 24 years. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord. And he walked in the way of Jotham, and in his sin by which he had made Israel sin. Then the word of the Lord came to Jehu, the son of Kenny, against Bathsheba, saying, Inasmuch as I lift out you out of the dust and made you ruler over my people Israel, you have walked in the way of Jotham. You made my people Israel sin to provoke me to anger with their sins. Surely I will take away the posterity of Baasha, the posterity of his house, and will make your house like the house of Jotham, the son of Nebat. The dogs shall eat whatever belongs to Bathsheba and dies in the city, and the birds of the air shall eat whoever dies in the field. Now the rest of the acts of Bathsheba, what he did, I might. Are they not? No. Written in the book of the tribes of the king of Israel. So Bathsheba rested with his fathers and buried in Timnah when Idalah his son redeemed in his place. And so the word of the Lord came by the prophet Jotu, the son of Heni, against Bathsheba, his house, because of all the evil he had done in the sight of the Lord, and provoking him to anger with the work of his hands, and being like the house of Jotham, because he killed him. I'm going to pray now. Lord Jesus, help us all, and please take care of us. Elijah, in the 26th year of Asa, king of Judea, Elijah, the son of Bathsheba, became king over all of Israel, and redeemed 2 years in Tishna. Now his servant, Zimri, commander of half of his chariots, conspired against him, as he was in Tishna, drinking himself drunk in the house of Azara, steward of his house in Tishna. And Zimri came in and struck him and killed him in the 27th year of Asa, king of Judea, and redeemed in his place. Then it came to pass, when he began to regime, as soon as he was seated on the throne, that he killed all the house of Baasha, and did not leave one male, nor either of his relatives, nor his friends. Thus Zimri destroyed all the house of Baasha, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke against Baasha, by Jehu the prophet, for the sins of Baasha and the sins of Elah, his son, by which they had sinned, by which they had made Israel sin. And provoking the Lord God of Israel to anger with their idols. And the rest of the acts of Elijah and all they did, of Ethan and all that they did, are not written in the book of the tribes of the kings of Israel. In the 27th year of Asa, king of Judea, Zimri then regained in Tasha 7 days. And the people were encamped against Gibeon, which belonged to Palestine, to the Philistines. Now the people who were encamped heard it and said, Zimri has inspired and also killed the king. So Israel made homage to the land of the army, king over Israel. This day in the camp, the army and all of Israel that went with him went up from Gibeon and received Tauriah. And it happened when Zimri saw that the city was Satan. They went to the citadel at the king's house and burned the king's house down. He himself with fire and died. Because of the sins which he had committed, doing the evil in the sight of the Lord, and walking in the way of Jotham and his sin, which he committed to make Israel sin. Now the rest of the Zimri and the treason he committed are not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel. Then the people of Israel were divided in two parts. Half of the people fought Tibni, the son of Ginea, to make Tintin, and half of the people fought Omri. The people who fought Omri prevailed over the people who fought Tibni, the son of Ginnis. So Tibni died, and Omri regained. In the 31st year of the king of Judea, Omri became king over Israel and regained 12 years. 6 years he regained in Timurah. He brought the hill of Samaria from Shimer for 2 talents of silver. Then he built upon the hill and he told the name of the city which was Samaria, after the name of Shimer, the owner of the hill. Omri did evil in the eyes of the Lord and did worse than all who had done before him. For he walked in the ways of Joham, the son of Nebat, and in his sin, in which he had made Israel sin, provoking the Lord and all of Israel with their idols. Now the rest of the acts of Omri, which he did, and might have showed, are not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel. So Omri rested, and his fathers were buried in Samaria. Then Ahab, his son, regained in his place. In the 38th year of the king of Judea, Ahab, the son of Omri, became king over all of Israel. And Ahab of Omri regained over 2 years, regained over Israel and Samaria 22 years. Now Ahab, the son of Omri, did evil in the sight of the Lord, that all who were before him. And it came to pass that being a triple thing for him to walk in the sons of Joham, the son of Nebat, they took for wife Jezebel, the daughter of Iphla, king of the Sidians. And he went and served Baal and worshipped him. Then he set up an altar for Baal in the temple of Baal, and he built it in Samaria. Then Ahab became a wooden image, made a wooden image, and Ahab did more to provoke the Lord, God of Israel, to anger them all the kings of Israel who were before him. In the days of Hiel of Bethel, built Jericho. He laid the foundation that Ephraim, his firstborn, and his youngest son, Sittath, S-E-G-U-B, set up the gates according to the word of the Lord, which he had spoken through the son of Joshua of Nun. Now I'm going to do the regular here. Hang on. then the word of the Lord came to Jesse, the son of Kenny, again special, saying, as much as I lift you out of the dust and made you ruler over my people Israel, you have walked in the way of Jotham and have made my people sin, provoke me to anger with their sins. Surely I will take away the posterity of Baasha and the posterity of his house, and make all your house like the house of Jotham, son of Nebat. And the dogs shall eat whoever belongs to Baasha and dies in the city, and the birds of the air shall eat whoever dies in the field. Now the rest of the acts of Baasha, what he did, and how they are not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel. So Baasha rested with his fathers and was buried in Timnah. Then Elah, his son, regained in his place. And in the word of the Lord came by the prophet Jeshu of Himni against Baasha and his house, of all the evil he had did in the sight of the Lord, and provoking him to anger with the word in his hand, and being like the house of Jotham, and because he killed them. In the 26th year of Asa, the son of Judea, Elah, the son of Baasha, became king over Israel and regained 2 years in Terah. Now, his servant Zimri, commander of his chariots, then fired against them. As he is in Tessera, drinking himself drunk in the house of Ezra, the steward of his house in Timurah, and Zerri went in and struck him and killed him in the 27th year of Asa, the king of Judea, and regained in his place. It came to pass, when he began to regain, as soon as he was seated in the house, that he killed all the household of Baasha. He did not leave him one male, neither of his relatives, nor his friends. Thus Shimei destroyed all the household of Baasha, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke against Baasha by Jehu the prophet. For all the sins of Baasha, the sons of Eliah, his son, which they had sinned, by which they had made Israel sin, and provoking the Lord God of Israel to anger their idols. Now the rest of the acts of Elah and all that they did were not written in the book of the Chronicles of Israel. In the 27th year of Asa, king of Judea, Zimri regained in Tarah 7 days, and the people were encamped against Gibeon, which belonged to the Philistines. Now the people who were encamped heard it, and Zimri was conspired and also killed the king. So Israel made Omri commander of the army, king over Israel that day in camp. And Omri and all of Israel went up in Gibeon, and they besieged Tessera. It happened when Zimri saw that the city was taken, that he went to the citadel of the king's house and burned the king's house down upon himself with fire and died, because of the sins which he had committed in doing evil in the sight of the Lord, in walking in the ways of Jotham, and in the sin which he had committed to make Israel sin. Now the rest of the acts of Zimri and the treason he committed were not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel. Then the people of Israel were divided into two parts. Half the people followed Timothy, the son of Judas, to make them king, and half followed Omri. But the people who followed Omri prevailed over the people who followed Timothy, the son of Judas. And Tibni died, and Omri regained. In the 31st year of Asa, king of Judea, Omri became king over Israel and regained 12 years, 6 years of regained in Tessera. They brought the hill of Samaria from Shimer for 2 talents of silver, and built upon the hill, and called the name of the city which he built Shemarah, after the name Shemarah, over the owner of the hill. For Omri did evil in the eyes of the Lord, and did worse than all who were before him. For he walked in all the ways of Jotham, the son of Nebat, and any sin by which he had made Israel sin, provoking the Lord God of Israel to anger with their idols. So now the rest of the acts of Omri, which he did, and might that he showed, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? So Omri rested with his fathers and was buried in Samaria, that Ahab, his son, regained in his place. In the 38th year of king of Judea, Ahab of Omri became king over Israel. Ahab, the son of Omri, regained over Israel in Samaria for 22 years. Now Ahab, the son of Omri, did evil in the sight of the Lord and all who were before him. And it came to pass that though it was a trivial thing for him to walk in the sins of Jotham, the son of Nebat, he took Jezebel, the daughter of Ephrah, king of the Sidonians, and he worshipped Baal and worshipped him. Then he set up an altar for Baal in the temple of Baal, which he built in Samaria. And Ahab made a wooden image. And Ahab did more to provoke the Lord of Israel to anger than all the other kings of Israel who were before him. In all the days Hadarel of Bethel built Jericho. He laid his foundation with Abram, his young firstborn, with his youngest son Sichem. He set up its gates according to the word of the Lord, which he had spoken through Joshua, the son of Nun. Okay, Lord Jesus, love us all, please take care of us. Thank you. Yiktum Tamu Yatsum Tolhan Lepa Balu Balu Ova Cheda, I love you. The songs are the sounds, all his different as the land from which they came. Through the words are all unique, our hearts are still the same. Love in any language, straight from the heart, pulls us all together, never apart. And once we learn to speak it, all the world will hear. Love in any language is fluently spoken here. We teach the young our differences, yet look how we're all the same. We love to laugh, to dream our dreams. We know the sting of pain. From Leningrad to Lexington, the farmer loves his land. And daddies get all misty-eyed to give their daughter's hand. Only when we realize how much there is to share, we will find too much in common to pretend it isn't there. Love in any language, straight from the heart, pulls us all together, never apart. Once we learn to speak it, all the world will hear. Love in any language is fluently spoken here. Through the red streets of governments, they keep us worlds apart. There's no misinterpreting the language of the heart. Love in any language, straight from the heart, pulls us all together, never apart. Once we learn to speak it, all the world will hear. Love in any language is fluently spoken here. Love in any language, straight from the heart, pulls us all together, never apart. Once we learn to speak it, all the world will hear. Love in any language is fluently spoken here. Love in any language, straight from the heart, pulls us all together, never apart. Once we learn to speak it, all the world will hear. Love in any language is fluently spoken here. Love in any language is fluently spoken here. Love in any language is fluently spoken here. Love in any language fluently spoken here. Lord Jesus, love us all, and please take care of us. Thank you. Bye.